Oh, storch joint, okay.
Okay,
Good
klalam
morning,
bracha
Jonathan. Great.
chorayna. Oh, nun beis aleph, you said?
Nun beis aleph, beis gimel dalet hey vav zayin.
Okay. The dini berachas bar priya eitz ubar bar priya adama v'she hakol uba yud chesifim. So aleph, al peres agadelim be'ilon on fruits that grow on a tree mevarchin bar priya eitz. Al peres agadelim ba'adama and things that grow on the ground, behem kol mine lifton. That's all types of lifton. Lifton really means like a appetizer, not an appetizer. It comes along with bread, but it seems to mean root vegetables. Vyirakas ukitnius, vitatarka vasavim. Right, that's vegetables and beans, and really means grass. Mevarchan bar pri adama. But loy nukri ilon elazesh anafim shalei nisharim gam b'chayrif. It's only called a tree if the branches are in the winter. Umaitzi achar kach olam in anafim, and then it grows automatic, meaning what we call a perennial. Right, I think that's what it's called. I mean, the branches, they everything grows by itself. Afilo him dakim begivoyle kigivoyle pishtan. Even, excuse me, if they're as thin as little pieces of flax. Avlimanofim kolam lagamri bachirif. But if the branches get completely used up, they go away. Ve'ena nisha rak hashirish, and all you have left is the roots. Like nikra ilan, that's not called a tree. Mevarchan ala peres. Bari Priya Dhamma, and then you'll make a fruit on that is Bari Priya Dhamma. The bracha of its fruits is Bari Priya Dhamma. Right, so this you have berries, that's the issue. You have the banana. Right. Fine. Beis. Al Dhamma Shani Gidulamina, it's can my boss the dog gvina on things that don't grow from the ground. For example, meat, fish, milk, and cheese. V'chein al kol minei mashkim on all types of liquid. Chutz min hayayin, except for wine, like we learned, v'shemen zayis and olive oil. Mevarchan shehakol v'tevas nihiyah yesh lamar hayud bekomatz. You're supposed to say nihiyah with a komatz. All right, but most others say it should be nihiyah. I think the minig in the world is to say nihiyah. My father's halacha said nihiyah, but okay. Kamein or pitrius, those are mushrooms, and pitrius are like truffles. Ava pishen gedelim milachluchus, even though they really grow from the moisture of the ground. Yinikasan, but they don't get nourishment from the ground. Elamina, really they're growing from the air. V'lachein ena pri adama. Therefore, they're not called Priya Dhamma Baruch and Aleim Shaakol. Many people get quite confused with that. Right? That everybody thinks that mushrooms are Ha'adama and they're not. They're Shaakol. Right? Ein Mevarach and Dalet, Ein Mevarach and Ber Priya Yitzha, Ber Priya Dhamma, El Al Dover, Shu Toiv Lecho Chai. This is also very confusing. It's not confusing, but just interesting. You only make Ber Priya Yitzha, Ber Priya Dhamma on something that's eaten. That it's good when it's eaten raw, but gamaderech ula achlechai, and the derech is to eat it raw. All right, aval imena derech lachlechai. But if the derech is, it's the regular way, is not to eat it raw. Ela b'mevushel, only cooked. Aval pishu toiv lamachu gam kshiyachuchai. Even though it's good to eat when it's raw, kamokam imena chashuv kol kach. It's not so chashuv. Ve'mevarchan ala birchasei. Then you don't make the bracha either a ha'etz or a dama. Ela kshiyach le'mevushel, unless you eat it cooked. If you eat it raw, then you only make shakol.
Bishul Akum is the opposite, right?
What?
Something to do with needing or having a problem with Bishul Akum is the opposite,
Right.
right?
Yeah. Yeah. So the issue here is onions. What bracha do you make on a raw onion? So most people only eat onions cooked, although maybe that halach is changing now because many people are starting to eat onions raw. But since in the old days, you only ate onions cooked, So therefore, the onion on the bracha on a raw onion was shaka. All right, cooked is hadama.
Should not be no broche on onion because it's disgusting.
No, I'm saying if a person likes it, a person likes it.
If they enjoy
Yeah.
So for sure, potato, you would make a shahako.
A potato, l'chari, you should make shahakal. Yeah, does anybody eat raw potatoes?
Not that I know.
Yeah, so l'chari. The kavash, then he continued, the kavash areo ki mevushal. A pickled food is like mevushal. V'lachein, al kruv, kraut, kavash, like a kraut, mevarchin bar pri adama. You make bar pri adama. Fine, v'chein maliach, and then something gets
Wait,
salted.
what's kraut? Sauerkraut? You make an
Yeah.
adama?
Why
Krov is
not?
not cabbage?
Yeah, it is.
No.
It's a
Yeah,
cabbage.
okay.
Yeah. What do you think sauerkraut is?
No, I didn't know you made an adama on it. If you have, you have it,
Well, you don't make an adama. Usually you wash if you
you
have it by a
usually
hot
wash
dog.
and you have your hot dog, right?
Right.
Okay.
And same thing with fo salted food is also considered cooked. Hey, al atznain, on radishes, mevarchim b'ar pri adama. V'chein al shumim and on garlic. Ubitsalam and onions, geshein rachim, when they're soft, the darker lochel and chayin, and you eat them raw. Avapishal pure roy, ain eichel nois and rak im pas. Even though normally you don't eat them straight, you usually eat it together with bread. Mikol makom gam im eichel and beloy pas. Even if you eat it without pas, mevorachin only in bara pri adama, you make a bara pri adama. Aval im hiskinu, sheim charifim ma'oid. But if they get old and they're very sharp, they ain't dark and lochel and chayin, and it's not the derech to eat them raw. Misha chalon chayin. So somebody eats some roma varach aleihem shakol. Then you're gonna eat the shakol like we said before. Yeah. So again, it's gonna depend on society and how they eat these things.
So
Tov.
this is the question. Like, let's say some people eat like very sharp horseradish on Pesach. Does it require a brocha? Let's say it wasn't Pesach. If it's very sharp that you mamish like crying.
So why are you eating it?
I don't know. Let's say for health purposes or whatever it is.
Oh, if it's for health purposes, then I could hear not.
I'm saying, let's say on Pesach.
Well, Pesach,
Is this
you're eating
really
it part of the meal.
covered by a chila? Is it really covered by a matzah? No.
I would think.
Such a sharp food. You wouldn't eat it unless it's not part of a chila. It's
I don't know.
some
I don't know.
a separate mitzvah. Like there is a big discussion about Rosh Hashanah, all these like different things that we eat in Rosh Hashanah. We eat them not because that it's part of the meal.
Right. I hear that. I don't
I
know.
don't know. Pesach, you have it in
It
mind when you
goes.
make the Adama for the Mar.
Correct. Yeah.
Right.
That was he's talking about stam, I guess, if you decide you want to have more.
It goes
Okay.
by society, right? It goes by society, right? Let's say this guy,
Yes.
for some reason,
Seems like it.
he eats raw potatoes. He still, he make a shakal his whole life, let's say. Family.
Yeah, l'chara. Yeah, it seems like it goes with society, whatever the norm. Okay, vav. Dvarim shem toivim yosik kashem chayin mibishem mivushalom. Things that are better tasting when they're raw than when they're cooked. Shabishul megareya son. Cooking them actually makes them taste worse. Ein mevarchan aleihem kashem mivushalom ela shakol. Then it switches. Then you only make a bracha shakol when you cook them, but when you eat them raw, it's hadama. And even if though you cook it with meat, and with the meat it becomes good, becomes a big better. And the basar is the ikur. And the basar is the ikur. And you only make the bracha on them of shakol. But if you cook them in a way that they are the main ingredient, and we come back and stabchu, and still it got better. Could go and shetignon b'shuman, like with anything you fry in oil is going to taste good, right? Oy b'dvash or with honey, because when we work on a land, a bracha ruyelen, you make the bracha that's right to them. Demali im nispash b'mayim. What's the difference if it was got cooked in water? Oy b'shuman u'dvash or with fats or honey. Fine. Zion. Mine peres. Hagruim hagadelim. So bad, like bad fruits that hagadelim that grow on in bushes. Lonas, or other trees that it comes out, they just grow by themselves. Inchi. And nobody planted them, meaning they just were wild. Tapuche like wild apples from the forest, literally. And similarly, shekashem chayin einam ruyin lachila, when they're raw, they can't be eaten. Afal pisha bishlon oitignam bedvash v'tzukar, even though you cooked it or fried it with honey and sugar, v'hein ruyin lachila, and the roi lachila ein mevarchan aleihem ela shehakol, you only make the bracha of shehakol. Avaluzin, but hazelnutsin, right? Hazelnuts. Afal pisha gedelim b'yar, even though they grow in the forest, chashuvim heim. They're choshev mevarchan aleihem butter priya eitz. All right, so basically what he's saying here is that these lousy fruits that need some work before they become edible, so then you only make a bracha shehakol on them. All right, but the nuts, then those are considered choshev, and then those you make a bari priya eitz. You definitely make a bari priya eitz. Yeah, okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night
Thank you.
and Surah Tavis.
He's
I can't
I
wait.
couldn't be happier to be
Good
growing
night.
anything but yourself now, right?
What do you say?
That's